very special way. I don't normally get this weepy this fast, but there's just something going on. And so let's just be sensitive. Now I'm going to walk you through a couple of things corporately before I have a prayer line. And I want you to understand that what I'm about to do is not your imagination. It is your spirit man interacting with the spirit of Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus. He's here in our midst, according to Matthew 18. He lives in you. He's your Father. The Holy Spirit is here as our comforter. So I'd like you to just close your eyes right now, and I'm going to read something to you. And as I read this passage, I'm going to lead you through some things here. I'm going to read out of Mark 10, 13, but don't read along, just listen. As they were bringing children to him so that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Permit the children to come to me, do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it at all." Now listen very carefully, and just keep your eyes closed. It says, then he took them into his arms and began blessing them, laying his hands on them. Now, when I had always read that passage, I thought Jesus just stood there and reached out his hand and laid his hand on them. But that is not what the scripture says. He took these children into his arms. He hugged them. He held them. He physically touched and embraced them. Now, what I would like you to do right now is I would like you to just let Jesus reach out right now and put his arms around you and hold you and take you into his arms. So you close your eyes and use, you might call this your imagination. It's actually that your spirit interacting with him. I'll give you a minute. Right now, he's reaching his arms around you. He's holding you. He's hugging you. Let him do that. And now, as you do that, I want you to pay attention to how old you are, because you're probably not the age that you are physically right now. I'm going to say that again. Let Jesus hug you and hold you. And as he does this, I want you to pay attention to how old you right now are. Most of you will be much younger. Normally, when the Lord started this, I was 2 or 3, and then I'm up to about 5 years old right now. And that's because Jesus will hold you now at a time when you believed in a lie and were wounded. Some of you are 8 or 7. But Jesus will take you back right now, tonight, right here, to a place where you needed him the most. Let him hold you and be a child now. Be a child. He said, unless you become like a child, you will not enter the kingdom. So I give you permission right now to be a child at whatever age he shows you. Some of you, there was a divorce where your parents divorced. There's a three-year-old. I hear somebody, you're 3 years old, your parents were divorced. Somebody had someone that was in a severe accident. They almost died. It's a woman. You had a loved one that was in a severe accident, almost died. Very traumatic for you. I think you might have been 5 or 6. There's many of you that had traumas when you were young. Let Jesus hug you right now and be a child. I'll give you a minute. Somebody here has to do with your grandmother, grieving the loss of a grandmother. Another one's got a lost brother that's hurting for that. Now, as you're letting Jesus hold you at that age, I want you to just see if you can be aware of what the lie or the wound or the trauma was at that age. Whether it was 11 years old, whatever it was. I don't even think you have to ask the Lord. Just get a sense right now. Let him hold you. And as you're in his arms, let him love you. Thank you, Lord. I literally see Jesus walking through the aisles of this church. I see him walking through the rows and pews. I actually wonder if some of you almost are going to smell him as he walks by. It's okay. Just keep your eyes on what he's doing. Now, it doesn't matter what lie or trauma you experienced. What I'm going to ask the Lord to do for you right now is I'm going to ask him to do something that fathers do. And as you're in his arms, he's going to take his right hand. And in his right hand, I believe he showed me this many times, and I'm asking the Lord for you to do this for all of us here. I saw years ago when he did this for me, a gold, large, soft gold medallion that he had in his hand. And he laid it on my heart. And I want you to just let him lay that gold medallion on your heart. And it's the stamp of the seal of approval. It is the stamp of the seal of his approval of you. And he's sealing you. Let him seal you right now. And he's going to say, you're mine. You're mine. And you're approved. You're accepted. I accept you. I will never reject you. Let him, as he holds you in your arms, in his arms, as a little child, let him lay his hand on you and press the golden seal of the approval of the Father that you probably never had. And he's marking you for eternity. And he wants you to know. He said, I'm sealing you forever, that you might know that you're mine. Forever, daughter. Forever, son. I will never reject you. You're mine. Let him seal that right now. Go ahead. Just let him seal it. Some of you, I see him. He's kissing you on the cheek right now. I just see Jesus kissing you on the cheek. Your tears are mingling. It's okay. It's real. He's a spirit. You're a spirit. We're interacting with the Lord Jesus right now. He's here with every one of us. You're mine. You're accepted. You are my beloved. He said, I will never forsake you. I'll never leave you. I will never relax my hold on you. I will run after you. If you run from me, I will run after you. Let him seal your heart right now forever as your Father. He is Abba Father. Lord, do your work. There's nothing I can do, Father. Seal my brothers and sisters. We're your sons tonight, Father. Holy Spirit, come. Settle it forever in their hearts. That we belong to yours, that no man can reject us. No person can reject you. You've been sealed with the love of the Father. You're born of his love. You're not an accident. You weren't born of human decision or the will of man. You're a plan in the heart of God from all eternity. He knows your name. Let him seal. Thank you, Father. Just see this rippling angel wings over the top of us. It's just a ripple in the heavens. Just let it, just let it, just keep your eyes closed and just let Jesus do what he wants to do. Thank you, Father. You know, you can even give him a hug. I do that. I actually put my arms out and I hug him. Many times in the morning, he just lays beside me and I lay my head on him. Those who worship God worship him in spirit. in the spirit realm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And as he's doing that, I'm going to pray a prayer for you. And when I tell you, I want you just to release. But I just want you to say this with me. I want you to say, Father, father me. To say, Father, father me. I receive you as my Father. I receive the stamp of the seal of approval on my heart. And I want you to say, in the name of Jesus, I renounce and fall out of agreement with the spirit of rejection. I know who you are. I know how you operate. I command you to leave me now and never return. In Jesus' name. Now just take a deep breath and just blow that out. Just and now I want you to take a deep breath through your nose if you can and receive the spirit of sonship. Say, I just receive the spirit of adoption as a son. Say, I receive the spirit of adoption as a son. Now with your eyes closed, I'm just going to read something to you. An infant heir has no more say than a slave, even though he owns everything. He would remain under domestic supervision and house rules until the day fixed by his father for his official graduation to the status of sonship. Tonight, that's out of the Mirror Bible in Galatians 4, I want to graduate you to sonship. You already are sons, but I want you to embrace it and receive your diploma tonight. Verse 3 says, this is exactly how it was with us. We were kidnapped, as it were, into infancy and confined to that state through the law. But then the day dawned, the most complete culmination of time. The Son arrived, commissioned by the Father. His legal passport to the planet was his mother's womb. In a human body, he lived exactly like ours, subject to the law. His mandate was to rescue us from the regime of the law of performance and announce the revelation of their true sonship in God. To seal our sonship, God commissioned the spirit of sonship to resonate the Abba echo in our hearts. And now, in our innermost being, we recognize him as our true and very dear Father. So tonight, I want to tell you, I believe you've graduated into the revelation of a son. You're no longer a slave. I command the spirit of slavery to release you right now in Jesus' name. I want you to just say this with me. Say, I renounce and I fall out of agreement with the spirit of slavery in Jesus' name. I want you to say this. Say, I am a son. Ladies, if you feel like you want to say daughter, that's fine, but remember it's positional. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I just say all fear of rejection, I command it to leave your lives right now in Jesus' name. I take authority over the spirit of fear of rejection in Jesus' name. There's some of you here, you need to, I just feel right now, I just want to lead you in that prayer. Let's say in the name of Jesus, I renounce and I fall out of agreement with all future fear of rejection. No man can reject me because no man can accept me. Isn't that great? Oh, that's so free. Your Father is so proud of you. You know, I almost don't really sense a strong urge to have you come up for prayer, but I think I'll offer that more after we officially dismiss, if you would like that. I feel like there's just been some revelation here tonight that is doing its work. And I'm always willing to pray for you, but I just feel like the Holy Spirit's here to just liberate us. You know, the truth sets us free. Amen? How many feel like you've gotten a measure of freedom tonight? Amen? Isn't Jesus so wonderful? Thank you, Father, for just, oh, so good to be sons and not slaves. Amen? Amen? Amen. So here's what I'll do. I'll offer myself, if you would like prayer, you feel like, man, Anthony, I need that extra punch, you know. I think most of us got it, but if you need that extra little prayer, I'll pray for you tonight. Tomorrow night, I'm just going to open it up crazy wild, you know, let it all hang out. But please avail yourself. I don't know if there's somebody to do the book thing back there. I don't know if there's somebody to help with that. Maybe, I don't know, but we'll figure something out. But Pastor, I think I'm done officially. If you want to dismiss, and then I'll just be available for prayer. So, amen.
All right, let's go ahead and pray, and you'll be dismissed officially. But again, like I said, if you really want to receive prayer individually, please do come to the front.